home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 on a Friday. We are still waiting for Clinton County Commissioner Burt Weaver. Mel shot him a quick text. You know how that goes. Sometimes people just forget. Sometimes he has a meeting. You never know.
And it's holiday weekend, too.
It is a holiday weekend. I ran across this while we're waiting, though, and just some things to ponder. How to fall in love with your life again. The number one thing, if you're able, get out of the house every day. Excuse me. I know sometimes we don't feel like it. Do it anyway. Take a walk. Grab a coffee outside. Sit in a park for just 20 minutes. Your mind clears. The problems feel smaller. The world feels less heavy. Your body was made for this, so stop depriving it. At number two, this one is one I struggle with, and I know Mel does because we have all texted or checked our phones and seen the other person is awake as well. Fix your sleep before you fix anything else. You can't fall in love with your life if you're exhausted from it. 5 hours of sleep and three coffees aren't going to make it. They're a warning sign. In fact, your mood, your energy, your motivation, your patience, all of it depends on your sleep. And that's very true.
That is.
But go through menopause and try that out and see how it works for you.
Yeah, but I can't. And I don't understand why. I mean, I guess I was just lucky. Back, you know, late 40s, I don't know, I'd have to figure it out. But I was ill, very ill. And like for almost 12 weeks, I couldn't drive. I wasn't allowed to do anything. And sent me into early menopause, but then I have never, knock on wood, if
had
there's
the
real wood around here, I've never had the experiences. Mm-hmm. No hot flashes, none of that. I have not had any. So I can't use that as an excuse for not sleeping well.
Well, you could have, but now you've told everybody your secret.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't understand. My mom was a night owl. I got one brother that's a night owl. The other two can sleep through anything. I got a brother that's a night owl. He's the one I'm most like, and I am too. Mm-hmm. So
these are ways, again, to fall in love with your life again. That one was for sleep. Now, this one I totally am down with. Mm-hmm. Talk to strangers for real. Not small talk. We're talking real conversation here. Ask the guy at the coffee shop what he does. Talk to the person next to you. Be curious about people you may never see again. You'll be surprised how good it feels and how much it gets you out of your own head. Now, as you know, my mom was a chatterbox. She was a talker.
And
Still is. Mm-hmm. We used to go everywhere, and she would start up a conversation with folks, and we would say by the time she was done, she'd know what color of underwear they're wearing. But I got to tell you, out of that, they became friends with people all across the country. I mean, we'd be places, and we had an RV, and we would go camping every summer. Mm-hmm. And we would start, like, meeting people. Well, we'll meet you next year here or whatever. I love that idea. So talk to strangers for real.
Yeah. We went camping every year. I grew up camping. I mean, we took a six-week trip out to California.
That's how we did as well.
Yeah.
And those were good times.
Oh, yeah.
They?
I mean, I was little, but I remember every bit of it.
Flirt genuinely and unapologetically, not in a creepy way, in a warm, confident, I find you attractive way. Talk to the cute person at the coffee shop. Maybe this is for singles, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I would hope so.
There are some of these that can still work. Smile at someone across the room.
Sure.
I don't really call that flirting. I call that just genuine kindness.
Just being nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask for their number. Okay, so this is for singles. The worst they can say is no, and of course you'll survive. And you weren't made to sit still and just scroll. Go after what you want in real life. At number five, stop consuming. Start building. Watching other people build things will never make you happy. Building your own might. You can write. You can do a film, cook, draw, start a business. Create anything, it says. It doesn't have to be perfect. Waiting for perfection is just procrastination dressed up nicely. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Start bad, learn fast, get better. I'll go with that. Number six, pick one skill and go all in. Most people quit long before they get good. 3 weeks, no results, and they're already on to the next thing. That's why they never feel capable of anything. Pick one skill. Give it 6 to 12 months. Watch yourself go from bad to decent to actually good. That kind of progress is addictive in the best way. I think that's also a good skill to pick up.
Yep.
At number seven, help someone with no agenda, no keeping score, no expecting anything in return, just genuine help. You remember exactly what it felt like to need someone to show up for you, a conversation, a helping hand. It could have changed everything. Be that person for someone else. At number eight, cut out what's quietly draining you. You know what it is. You've known for a while. The habit, the person, the app, the thought pattern you keep returning to, the thing that takes everything and gives nothing real back. You don't need to announce it. Just stop quietly and watch how much energy comes back when you do. Boy, how often do we... That's me. I will lay there and stew on something at night that's eating at me when I should just let it go. You know, put it in your hand, blow it to God, let him take it, right?
Yep.
Give it to God, as we like to say. So those are just some of the things that I came across this morning. And that was all part of how to fall in love with your life again.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard a ding, so I don't know if that means that.
I don't know. I'm engrossed in checking on the ball game. Sorry.
Well,
for people who want to know, the FIBA, the women's international tournament's going on right now. U.S. right now, their game started at 8:15 here in on Eastern time this morning. The U.S. is leading China, even though China has a huge backcourt or forecourt. I don't know whichever under the basket, 7'5" center.
A female?
Yes.
Wow.
7'5" and a 6'11".
I'd be looking right forward. In her belly button.
Yeah. 7'5" center, 6'11" forward. I think their other girl, the next one is like 6'4", 6'5", you know, right in line with ours. But I was telling Cindy during the break, they have a video up of Caitlin Clark blowing past all of them.
Atta girl, Caitlin.
Putting up the layup and... getting the plus one, and Aaliyah Boston has just scored. So, yeah, it's our Indiana girls are doing a great job out there along with the rest of them. They are ahead. They are leading China big. So
that's good.
I was worried about that game when I saw the lineup. It's like, holy, whoa.
Well, we were talking.
Caitlin's already hit two from the logo. So
there we go. Mm-hmm. We were talking about learning to love your life again. I guess this is what lady's gone all out. Yeah. A woman choosing to marry herself is putting the spotlight on sologamy. I guess that's how you say that. A symbolic ceremony that represents commitment to yourself rather than to a romantic partner. The idea has gained attention online for challenging traditional views of marriage and relationships. Instead of suggesting happiness depends on finding the perfect partner, sologamy focuses on celebrating independence, personal growth, self-worth, and finding fulfillment within yourself.
I think you have to have all of that before you find the perfect person.
You cannot rely on someone else for your happiness.
They are not supposed to complete you. You are supposed to be a completed person before you find that perfect person. You're not going to be completed by somebody else. You have to do that on your own.
Now, this is some things that we need to bring back in our homes. One of them, which I love, is stained glass.
Oh, I love the old houses with the stained glass.
Oh, me too, are those lead glass windows that have the little etching.
But I am also a traditionalist, whereas if it's not my time period and not my type of house, you know, then it doesn't fit.
Right.
But for the old, I mean, the real old, like early 1800 houses that had stained glass in them originally, then yes.
You'll love this next one. I always think of the Clinton Central Elementary School library, conversation pits. Remember the pit in the library?
Yeah.
I wonder if that pit is still there.
Yeah, I know they were talking about taking it out, but
really?
I hope they didn't.
I don't know if they did or not.
I don't know if they did or not, but that thing was perfect.
I think of these in mid-century homes, you know, where people went down into a little pit and it was just for conversation. I loved this one, carved woodwork. The picture is beautiful if you're into that kind of thing. I wouldn't want to dust it, but it is gorgeous to say the least.
Yeah.
And I love this one, window seats. I mean, that's a good idea. Sitting in a window seat and reading a book and just... sitting in the sun there.
I love window seats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would like to put window seats in my house, but...
Picture rails is another one from back in the day, you know. I'll show you a picture there.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another one. Oh, I like this one too. Dutch doors. Remember Dutch doors?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt had it. When I was a little girl, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, where you could open the top part of the door and leave the bottom part of the door shut so I could look out and not let the dog out or anything.
Dutch doors were always cool in kitchens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ceiling medallions. They're very decorative and pretty, but again, that has to go with the aesthetic of the home,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You couldn't just add that just anywhere.
Yeah. I'm like I said, I'm a traditionalist or you know, I like things restored to its original form.
Built-in breakfast nooks. Those are okay. I mean, it has to fit. Mm-hmm. Ooh, transom windows.
Mm-hmm.
Those are neat.
My in-law's house.
Some of those transoms could have stained glass. See, and then I could, that's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if kids know what transom windows are. We would have had to ask Sam that.
Well, my kids do, of course, because their grandparents' house had them.
So. Sure. And then built-in bookshelves. I mean, aren't those still a little bit of a thing?
Some, yeah.
Okay.
Not very many.
They're not doing that anymore? Is that
Not very many. A lot of people don't want built-ins.
Is it because they have to dust?
I think it's because they want to just be able to take it with them if they decide to go elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of built-ins anymore. I would like to actually put built-ins in my house now, even though they wouldn't be original, but there are houses about the same age that do have them, so it would be close to the aesthetics.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, those are some of the cool things from the past, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll come back or not. I guess I can't. But they're cool.
Yeah.
Things we used to look forward to in homes. Halloween, you know, is coming up. Logic would tell you that most singles would feel the loneliest on New Year's Eve when they have nobody to kiss, or on Valentine's Day when nobody takes them to an overpriced crowded restaurant. But according to dating.com, Halloween is the loneliest day of the year. That surprises me.
Hmm.
79% said it bums them out when they see families trick-or-treating and it's not them. 73% say social media actually makes it worse. They apparently hate seeing all of those costumed couples rubbing their happiness in everyone's faces. I really would have thought Christmas, New Year's would be. Maybe, I wouldn't have thought Halloween for
maybe
sure.
Maybe that's a generational thing. I don't know. The younger generation.
I still like homemade costumes. Now, I would love for us, we should do some kind of homemade costume contest. Somebody could win a prize.
Yeah.
But there's been some really good homemade costumes.
I still try to make.
Yes.
Yeah. The grandkids.
One of the best ones I've seen recently is where somebody took a box and then put a toilet on it, and the kid's head was up through the toilet. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. But they even had tissue up on the box, and then they had a roll of toilet paper on the, so it would have been like the bowl part or the back part of the toilet.
I think out of all the ones that I have made for my kids and the grandkids overall, the two that stand out the most is I did the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That's a good one.
I made that one from scratch, head and all. And that one, that costume actually got reincarnated several times. I had changed different heads and stuff for it. But that one I did for my son. That's how old it was. And it went through two generations, because my grandson actually wore that too. And then the other one is I did Snoopy as the World War I flying ace.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually had the Sopwith camel. My grandson was dressed up as Snoopy, and we had him fixed with the doghouse around him, and the whole bit.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Why did we put shag carpet in bathrooms back in the day?
Why did anybody put shag carpet in anything? I mean, I remember my mom looking when we went and got new carpet for the house. She was looking at the different carpets and I don't know, it was one of my brothers that pointed it out. Mom, you ought to get this. And she said, why would anybody want that in their house? And it's like, yeah, pretty much. I agree with you, Mom.
So, yeah, shag carpet.
When Laurie and I moved into the house that we're in, it's like it was there.
Did you have any of your aunts or grandmothers?
It's not there now, believe
me. I bet it's
me.
Not. Did you have any of your aunts or grandmothers put the plastic over the seat cushions?
No.
Okay, we didn't either.
No.
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 We didn't have that. And neither, none of my grandparents did that.
No, you just learned to eat at the table. And it wasn't until my parents got to be like my age now, I can remember my dad having a TV tray. It's like death stares from my mother, but he did have a TV tray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For his cheese and crackers.
Sure.
He didn't eat meals there, but he would eat his cheese and crackers.
I might be in trouble. There's a cemetery in England that wants to charge more for wider than usual burial plots because some bodies just don't fit into a standard hole.
Yeah.
And now everyone's offended, calling it a fat tax. A third of Brits are considered obese, and even a gravedigger will tell you, you can't fit a double XL coffin into a typical 5 foot wide grave. The town council says 20% surcharge is only fair for the extra foot of land that you would need. I mean, it is what it is, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Land ain't cheap, as they say.
But I think the ones around here are bigger than that anyway.
I don't know the answer to that. I've, knock on wood, never.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one for you to ponder. Another drunk passenger went and ruined it for a plane load of people on the way to L.A., and now some travelers think it's time to get everyone breathalyzed before they can board. Whew, that's a good question, isn't it? Because it is incredibly frustrating when somebody ruins the flight or makes you late or whatever, it's delayed.
But there again, you serve alcohol on the plane, so where do
airlines make a lot of money selling booze, it says, but experts say it doesn't matter when you're paying to divert a flight. By the way, the guy managed to get out of his restraints twice. The flight made an emergency landing where the 46-year-old was arrested.
My deal is if you're going to do that, then you don't need to be selling alcohol on the flight either.
Yeah, that's
Take it, you know, you got to take it away. If they can't partake in the airport lounge before they get on the flight,
thing.
I'm sorry, you can't sell it on the flight either. Pick your poison, folks.
And it depends on how long your flight is. I mean, Keith and I, we were just recently on a flight that ended up being 23 hours.
Yeah.
Because of delays, we were on the plane for a very long time. I mean, you could get really tanked in that amount of time.
Yeah.
So you're right. They would,
I'm sorry, but you can't. Ooh. That means you can't sell it in your lounge. Because most people are in the lounge waiting on a flight.
20 hours, actually.
You know, they're waiting on a flight. They're not going to the lounge and hanging out waiting on a ride. Most of the time they're waiting on a flight.
Yes.
And then you tell them they can't drink before they get on that flight because you just sold them the alcohol. It's like, no.
Now, here's a question I ask all the time. Mm-hmm. I ask about these dates, and you never see the right thing either, because some are sell-by dates, some are used-by dates. We've all done it, grabbed something from the back of the fridge and thought, it's probably all right.
Yeah, or throw it out, yeah.
But according to doctors, there are six foods you should never mess with past the expiration date. Top of the list, raw meat. Totally get that.
Hmm.
Raw fish, deli meat, packaged salads, unpasteurized cheeses, and mushrooms. Those items can harbor serious bacteria once they've turned. Experts say sell-by dates are usually flexible, but used-by dates... that's the hard stop, because food poisoning is not a risk you want to take. So it's the use-by date that's the hard stop thing. Now, if you see something in your pantry that's a canned item, and let's say it's got an expiration date on there, do you save it past the expiration date, or once it's there, is it gone?
It depends on what it is.
Me too.
Because if it's acidic, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the acid.
Mm-hmm.
So like a tomato product or anything like that that's acidic, it would be gone.
Sure. For me, it just depends.
But it's very rarely that I have anything that doesn't get used before
I'm
the
with
date
you.
Anyway.
We do. I try and not buy, you know, I try and use up what we have before that. But it doesn't always happen, you know, how that goes. I did open the refrigerator.
But I also pay attention to the dates when I buy stuff.
I do too.
Because, you know, it's...
I got burned recently. I got burned.
It does not have to be sold. You know, that's the sell-by date.
Mm-hmm. I actually purchased something recently that I didn't check, and I got it home and it was expired.
Well, I think we all think about dairy products and, you know, fresh products and those expiration dates, but you don't think about the expiration dates on your canned foods.
Right.
you know, but they're there for a reason.
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I think that's one. I mean, because I remember, you know, my grandma scraping the cheese off. There was, you know, back in the day, and it was a hard cheese. It was, you know.
Yeah, you cut the mold off.
Right, you just scrape that off. And I'm like, oh, I wouldn't do that for anything. But was the cheese different back then? I have to ask that question.
No.
Was it? Because there's so many preservatives and things added now. Sam and I were just talking about this yesterday with the red dye, because Sam can't have red dye.
Right.
And so why do we as Americans still put all of these things in our food when several other countries have not?
I don't get it either. I really do not get it.
And well, Sam said it for sales, so that things will sell. We need to get away from some of those things and try and do better with our food supply. I think the farmers are trying their very hardest to produce livestock and grains that are the best that they can be. But in the processing, it gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Halftime score, 49-29.
Us?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yep, nope, we're up by 20.
Okay.
Yep.
I was hoping that's what you would say.
Yeah, we're up by 20.
All right.
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese are having a good game.
All right, let's talk etiquette. Do you eat a banana on a plate?
I don't like bananas.
What?
Never have.
The internet's most hated etiquette expert says, if you eat it on a plate, you're doing it right, but the rest of social media hopes you choke on it, apparently. The expert, who is as posh as his name, William Hansen, suggests scoring it open with a knife and a fork and not with your hands like a primate. And who does that? Don't you just peel a banana? I just peel it and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put it on a plate.
The only time I put it on his plate was for the itty bitties.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Because you cut it up. You don't want him taking a big bite and choking on it.
Or I used to I wouldn't say smash it up, but made it not so, you know, when Quincy was little.
I diced it, because if you smashed it, they didn't want to eat it, so. it was unrecognizable.
Right. To them, it changed the whole, what is that kind of thing?
It made it look more like the stuff that came out of the jar that we didn't like, so, you know, we have to cut it up, so it's, but yeah.
All right. We have some things to give away. We are going to give away some more Big B coffees. Man, you can get them frozen. You can get them hot. You can get them just cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some great sandwiches, too. I asked if they were bringing back last year during fall. They had these little pretzel bite sandwiches that were amazing. They gave them to you warm, and the cheese was all melty.
6 o'clock this morning, they had a line.
It's because everybody knows Big B's good.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing is you can get it just to go. You can drive through the drive-thru and get it to go.
They had people inside, and then they also had a line outside. They were busy this morning.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and they have that Friday special, too. Yeah. All right. We have a pair of free Big B beverages, hot, iced, or frozen. And all you have to do is be the first caller, 659-3338, if you would like to win some Big B drinks. They also have hot chocolate and some other things as well. So it does not have to be a coffee drink if you're not into that.
Yeah.
They have kids things as well. Oop, the phone is ringing, so we will hurry. They have kids things as well. So check out Big B Coffee. We will take our winner. In the meantime, we hope everybody has a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
be safe.
And it is a holiday, so we will not have a regular Party Line show on Monday.
No Party Line on Monday. In the meantime, watch HoosierlandTV.com tonight for Clinton Central at Clinton Prairie. It's the Corn Bowl. It starts at 7 o'clock on HoosierlandTV.com. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.